The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names, In the Name of Allah, Lord of Earth and Heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is Fear of God.
My eyes to all the signs you
Today, Monday, is the first of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Isfan, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Ibrahim, verse 14 to 15.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد.
And we will surely cause you to dwell in the land after them. That is for he who fears my position and fears my threat.
واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد.
And they requested victory from Allah, and disappointed, therefore, was every obstinate tyrant.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Prevalence of the truth over the untruth and formation of the divine government by the saints of Allah are among the decisive and repeated promises of the Quran. The divine essence is the source of all good and blessings, and is lovely. What is to be feared is Allah's position. Of course, if your friend is a judge, and your case is taken to the court to him to be judged, you will be in awe of him about his court of justice and his position at the court, though he is your friend. Advantages of fear of God. The fearful deem easy the sufferings they encounter because of acts of obedience to God, and deem bitter the sweetness of the sins and acts of disobedience to Him because they fear His wrath. This, in fact, achieves mental and physical happiness in the same way as this cosmos, along with its components, is organized because of its submission to Allah. Allah the Almighty says, "All righteously believing male or female will be granted a blessed happy life and will receive their due reward and more." Chapter 16, verse 97. All the current calamities, such as commonness of disorder, spread of crimes, prevalence of mental perplexity, that humankind is suffering is only the result of going away from the course of the Creator and neglecting His constitution. In chapter 7, verse 96, in the Holy Quran, Allah says, "Had the people of the towns believed in our revelation and maintained piety, we would have certainly showed on them our blessings from the sky and the earth, but they called our revelations lies. Thus our torment strike them for their evil deeds."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with fearing God. We find that those people who fear God may fear Him, for three reasons. One of them is that affairing whatever God will certainly do to us based on our performance here in this world. When we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't such a being that he might, for example, forget anything, and even the slightest jobs and even the slightest thoughts that crosses our minds will be recorded in our profile before him, then we become very much scared of him. We become very much cognizant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present with us everywhere and anytime. Then we come to ourselves, we collect ourselves, and then we may not do whatever might please us, in a very short and transitory moment.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Praiseworthy fear. In previous episodes of today's special, we had a part entitled Good Fear and Bad Fear, and now we're going to speak about praiseworthy fear. Good fear deters us from the overstepping the boundaries of Allah Almighty and committing a sin either by omission, by not doing what Allah Almighty has commanded, or by commission, by doing something that Allah Almighty has prohibited. The fear of Allah Almighty that is healthy is born out of knowledge of Allah. In chapter 35, that is chapter Al-Fatir, verse 28, Allah says, "Those who truly fear Allah among His servants are who have knowledge." The more we know Him, the more we will fear Him. This fear of Allah Almighty is born out of His majesty and awe, that on the Day of Judgment we will stand before Him, the King of Kings, who has at His command the angels of mercy and wrath, and we will have to explain ourselves and everything we did. We should fear that we may have gained His displeasure, but hope in His mercy that we tried our best to do as much as we could to remain loyal and obedient to Him. Famous question, how to be fearful of Allah. If one person from a nation cries due to the fear of Allah, the whole nation is shown mercy. The reward of each worshipping except tears has some amount and weight. However, a drop of tear can extinguish hellfire as big as oceans. Our Prophet Muhammad stated this about loving Allah and fearing Allah. If the believer had known the amount of the torture and punishment of Allah, nobody would have hoped for paradise. If the unbeliever had known how much the amount of the mercy of Allah was, no one would have given up hope of His mercy.
The true believers are those who tell themselves this question, why should I sin when I have such a beautiful Lord? Why should I sin? Why should I violate His laws when He is the most merciful? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us for hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to have mercy on us. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Now, all of God's creation experiences mercy. But the level of mercy that you experience depends on how much effort you make. I myself, according to my understanding of the Quran and the Hadith, I believe many of these verses and ahadith that speak about hell and the punishment of God, the main objective of these verses is to keep you in check. Ask a psychologist how the human being functions. You know, most people, even adults, they operate at a very primitive level, just like kids. What motivates kids? A system of rewards and punishments. If you want to get a kid to do something, you entice them with a reward, right? And if you want to discourage them from doing something, you threaten them with discipline. Otherwise, kids don't really see the big picture. Most adults are like that. I'll give you an example. If today, the mayor in Halifax or the governor of your province makes an announcement, there are no more traffic law enforcement out there. No police. All of you Canadian citizens, we trust that you are mature and you will respect the laws. There will be no police car out there, no one to monitor your speed and how you obey traffic laws. What do you think will happen here? Chaos. Why chaos? I thought we're decent citizens. We should know better as adults. Why would there be chaos? Even decent people at their core, the only reason why they go the right way is because of they fear the fine. Right? They fear the ticket. Get the fine out of the way. They don't care. Maybe 20% of the people, they have that vision in order to not break the law and to have a healthy society, right? Most people don't care. Now, that's the core of the human being. That's why in every page of the Quran, there is that threat. Not because Allah is not merciful or He's an angry Lord. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a reminder. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Even though I'll forgive you on the Day of Judgment, but if you don't prepare yourself well, you will miss out on the highest rewards. Because Allah loves us so much, He does not want us to miss out. Therefore, He threatens us with punishment. Because for a lot of people, it does work. Without the fear of punishment, well, people don't really care. And we see it every day in society.
I think that's a good topic for discussion, so we continue on the next episode of today's special, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات نعل به درجات
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and congratulations on the start of the month of Sha'ban. And here is a bezel of a wisdom from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who was born in this blessed month. Sitting with the intelligent is a sign of success. Disputation with the other than disbelievers is a sign of ignorance. While a sign of a scholar is his self-criticism of his sayings and his acquaintance with the various hypotheses.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, continuing our discussion on this beautiful tradition of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, which narrated to his close companion Hisham, and we have now reached the middle of the 31st section. In this section, what is beautiful about it is that the Imam alayhi salam is quoting other Imams. This is beautiful. That the Imam alayhi salam in the first part quotes Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen. In this section, or in the middle section, the Imam quotes Imam al-Mushtaba, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And then finally, he quotes Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam. So in this middle section, where the Imam is quoting Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam has said that when you seek what you need, like you have a need, you have, for example, a problem that needs sorting out, or you are in financial distress and you need to find a certain person who will be able to assist you, or not even that, you just have an emotional worry, stress, depression, whatever it may be, you know, you have this type of need. So the Imam alayhi salam, quoting the Imam, says that when you seek what you need, whatever that need may be, seek it from the right people. Now those who are worthy of, you know, your desire being sought from. So then it was asked that, O son of God's messenger, O son of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are these people? Who are the right people? Who do we go and seek our needs from? So the Imam alayhi salam, this Imam Mushtaba alayhi salam, replies, they are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book and praised them and saying that they are those who are ulil albab. Then the Imam says that they are those who possess the intellect. They are not any ordinary person. They are those individuals who possess intellect. And again, my dear brothers and sisters, remember what we mean by intellect is not just ability to count well or to, you know, philosophize well. No. The intellect here is that intellect which takes one towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here what the Imam is saying is that seek your needs from that person who understands his duty in terms of helping a person who comes and asks him. That's one sense. The second sense is that when you ask such a person, he will not lower you. He will not see that you asking him for help makes him higher and makes you lower. So these are certain lessons we can take from the saying of the Imam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mahdi, ask you to stay tuned.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أحسن.
According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the growth, cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "This book and this table, spread everywhere from the east to the west, is a book used from the revelation to doomsday by all men, laymen, learned men, philosopher, mystic, jurisprudent, etc." Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 28 to 29 of Surah At-Tawbah, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد أنتم عيلة فسوف يغنيكم الله من فضله إن شاء إن الله عليم حكيم قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عيد وهم صابرون
صدق الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters in faith you're listening to the program let's recite the Quran you just listened to Surah Tawbah verses 28 to 29 recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna and now we want to analyze these two verses in terms of the rules of Tajweed أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما المشركون نجس In this phrase of this verse, I want to first talk about the two مد المنفصلز that we have. One in the phrase يا أيها and another one in آمنوا إنما. As you know, مد المنفصل is an optional مد. It means that it's not compulsory to lengthen the long vowel more than two vowel counts. You have the option to either lengthen it to two, four, or five vowel counts. But the thing is that you have to be consistent in your lengthening of this vowel. So if you decide to lengthen it to two or four vowel counts, you have to do so until the end of your recitation. So if we say, Ya ayyuha, we lengthen the mad to four vowel counts, you have to lengthen all the mad munfasils in our recitation to four vowel counts. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najas. So we lengthen both to four vowel counts. فلا يقرب المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا. Okay, now we have the rule of قلقلة in the word يقرب. We have a قاف that is ساكن. So the قاف that is ساكن has to be read with قلقلة. How do you apply قلقلة? You apply قلقلة by making sure that the articulators involved in pronouncing that letter of qalqala come apart quickly right after they touch each other. So when the articulator, the back of the tongue, the root of the tongue, touches the place of articulation of qaf, it has to retract quickly and immediately so that the sound of qalqala is made and the letter is heard. The sound of the letter is heard, actually. فَلَا يَقْرَبُ يَقْرَبُ. We don't say يَقْرَبُ. You have to make sure that the sound is heard. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ. We have ilhar of Nun Sakina here. إِنْ خِفْتُمْ. The Nun Sakina has to be heard completely and clearly. Okay, so we should not apply idgham. We don't say وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ. We don't apply ikhfa. We don't say wa in khiftum. No, the noon sakina is pronounced clearly and evidently. Wa in khiftum aylatan fasawfa. Now here we have ikhfa. Aylatan fasawfa is ikhfa of noon sakina, where we don't pronounce the noon sakina completely, rather we pronounce it partially, and the place of articulation of fa is hinted by approximating the place of articulation of that letter by making the upper front teeth get close to the lower lip without it touching the lower lip, and then making a nasal sound for two vowel counts. عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Again, we have the إِخْفَى of نُون سَاكِنَة. إِنْ شَاءَ. Now this is مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ. You have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Again, we have إِظْهَار of نُون سَاكِنَة, where the نُون سَاكِنَة has to be pronounced completely and clearly. Okay, dear audience, that's it for today's program. Thank you for listening to this segment of the show, Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the other parts of this program.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the story, which is the end of our story. So we'll give a complete overview of what happened, and inshallah, see what was the result of those two representatives of the Quraysh. We know that at the onset of Islam, the Muslims were persecuted, not all, most of them were persecuted in Mecca, and were then forced, or rather, by the Holy Prophet's command, went and migrated to Abyssinia, which is currently known as Ethiopia. Ethiopia at that time was a Christian kingdom, governed by a wise king whose name was Najashi. The Muslims settled there and they were kind of free, you know, and they were not oppressed, and they had chances to increase in number, which was important in terms of procreation. And also, if anything had to happen in other places, they had this group of individuals who were safe and who could kind of continue the mission. So the Quraysh, finding out this, sent two dignitaries, that is Amr ibn As and Ammar ibn Walid, with lavish gifts to Ethiopia, and they tried via these gifts to bribe the court and Najashi to send these youth back with them on the excuse that they have left the religion of their ancestors and have chosen a new religion that is not even your religion. Najashi, being the wise king that he is, or that he was, decided, no, I will not send them with you until I hear what they have to say. So Najashi then summoned the group, whose head was Ja'far ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who spoke and he described the Arab life before Islam,
the Arab life after Islam, and their rather their behavior after Islam and what they believed in. Then Najashi asked him to recite something from the Holy Quran. And Ja'far ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam began reciting the verses of Surah Maryam until he got to the 25th and 26th verse of this particular surah, which is the 19th surah of the Holy Quran. And in doing so, you know, the entire court began to weep and began to cry at the content and the beautiful manner in which the mother of the Prophet in which they follow is described in the revelation that was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On hearing this and on hearing the verses, Najashi and all those around him, those who were given all those lavish gifts, gave all the gifts back to the Quraysh and said, "We will never send these youth back with you." Between them and us, as the story goes, Najashi took his stick and drew a line in the sand and says, "This is the only difference between me and you. It's a thin line. Otherwise, there is no difference. The source of what you believe and what we believe in is the same source. There is no difference." So the two Quraysh, with all the presents they brought, went back with those very same presents, with their heads, you know, lowered, their honor shattered, their pride destroyed. You know, they went back to the Hijaz and to Makkah, and the youths remained in Habasha. And the story continues of their living there for the rest of at least 40 odd years. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hopefully, inshallah, make us learn from this and to protect Islam as these individuals did as well. Inshallah, in our next story and our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa asma' du'ai idha da'awtuk wa asma' nida'i idha nadaytuk wa aqbil ala قد هربت إليك ووقفت بين يديك.
This supplication, or the so-called munajat sha'baniya, is a supplication narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam and was being recited by all imams. This supplication is the total instance of the supplication, and it is the mood of the best servants of the Almighty Allah, the best of them all, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. The Shias recite this supplication mainly in Sha'ban, though it is not limited to the month. But Sha'ban, the 8th month of the Islamic calendar, is considered the month of the Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure. And this munajat is a well-known and unique whisper prayer highly regarded by the infallible imams as well as the mystics and philosophers. And with having a careful attention to its meanings and advice, people can achieve levels of perfection to reach a high status with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Khomeini in this regard says, Sha'baniya supplication is one of the greatest supplications and one of the vastest divine wisdom, which only some people can benefit from it to the extent of their understanding. Have you read the Sha'baniya supplication? Read it, because it is one of the supplications which, if someone follows it and thinks about it, it brings him to the purpose. Some other scholars say that this supplication contains a vast knowledge about the quality of dealing of the servants with God, and it teaches us actually the manner of supplication, and it teaches us how to ask for forgiveness from the Almighty Allah. It has a very prominent content. It is full of divine wisdom, and this cannot be found in ordinary tongues, and you cannot find this in usual expressions, and basically it can't be stated with ordinary tongues. This is lesson of wisdom, the example and instance of supplication and the request of a faithful person from God.
We have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
This supplication, narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, is originally narrated from Ibn Khalaway by Ibn Tawus in Iqbalul A'mal. It is also narrated from Allama Majlisi in Biharul Anwar and also Zadul Ma'ad. And of course, Shaykh Abbas Qummi has narrated it in Mafatihul Jinan. So, the one who narrates this originally, Ibn Khalaway, in addition to being one of the geniuses of the Arabic literature, was of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and was trusted by the great Shi'i scholars. He has written some books like Kitab Qira'ah and Kitab Ishtiqaq, and he was actually a student of great scholars. Anyway, since this munajat is attributed to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it is highly regarded a whispered prayer, and it is recited by all imams, we can see that our scholars have had great emphasis on reciting this munajat, specifically during the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is the month of Almighty Allah's mercy, because Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, while addressing Allah, says, Sha'banu alladhi hafaftahu minka birrahmati warridwan. Sha'ban, the month that you have encompassed with your mercy and pleasure. And the last point to be mentioned in the first program is that this munajat is a mursal. Yet the most important point here is that although the complete chain of narration of this prayer has not been noted in the books containing this ziyarah, but due to its content and high regard that scholars have always had for this whispered prayer, it hasn't been questioned or it has never been objected to by anyone. So during these programs, we will have a glance into some of its passages with some explanations, of course. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRI. WRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Qad aflahal mu'minun.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive
والذين